News from Oroville, 17th of August, 2007. On microphone, Marlenka. Coordination by Andrea. And interviews by Vinay, Ashwin, and Andrea. The inauguration of the new building at the Botanical Garden. Here is Johnny and Paul speaking about the tropical dry evergreen forest. Also present were the Pondicherry Governor and Mr. Ramaswamy, the Secretary of the Oroville Foundation.
Oh, you asked me a question.
Okay, so what do you think about this botanical garden?
What do I think? I think Paul would say that he thinks his botanical garden is probably the most valuable and prestigious project on the planet at this very moment. Uh-huh. Yes, because it's promoting all sorts of indigenous and extracultural activities, like little kids sitting in the ground and singing little Tamil songs to people who think they're wonderful and appreciate them.
How do you think it's really useful?
This is probably one of the most useful and functional buildings that's ever been built, because this is going to propagate the information that's required at the moment to save the planet from this pit of destruction that it's falling into by all that consumption and carbon dioxide and people flying all over the planet and driving motorcycles and eating all the wrong foods and making too many babies. That's the problem. And here's Paul now. He wouldn't Paul. Agree with any of it. I mean, I think Paul himself is actually he's going to say something himself. So obviously, I've been answering for you.
That's good, because Johnny taught me everything I know and everything I've done. I live my life in the footsteps of Johnny. Basically, what I managed to do is manifest what he's never been not what he's not been able to do, but basically what he's just couldn't. Not what he couldn't, but more what he wouldn't or shouldn't. So
or didn't.
It didn't. So really, I live Johnny's life, but in his shadow, and in his presence, and in his glory.
All right,
and my basic life is dedicated to this man who
thank you.
Okay, but
it's got a butt there now.
Okay, tell me, what was your main idea?
Yeah, how did you come up with this idea?
What was my main idea? Main idea was to create a space that can educate and celebrate the sort of natural environment of this area, which is the tropical dry evergreen forest. There's a local forest of this area that's heavily degraded. That we've learned a lot about, and this is a public space to try and sort of create a space where the children and the students can learn about it and enjoy it.
You had any troubles during that achievement?
Troubles? No, it's actually, I mean, obviously you have problems to solve, but I wouldn't say we've had trouble.
Okay.
You know, we've had a lot of problems, and we've solved some of them, and we're still trying to solve other ones of them. But the goodwill we've had doing this project has been very good.
And how do you think the government would be helpful? I mean, the governor.
The governor, the visit of the governor is good because it gives us a higher profile. We're all the time trying to raise money. Unfortunately, to run a place like this, we need money, and if this place is visible, then we can get support, not only from government institutions, we can also get, hopefully, money from other areas when they see that they, by being connected to us and working with us, they can give us some money and we can do the work.
Where did you exactly get the fund for starting this project?
The funds came from all sorts of different places. We've had private individuals give us money. We've had Oroville, different projects in Oroville have helped with this. We've had sort of SAIR monies built this building. And now we have some income from our work at the nursery. So we're trying to sort of make it self-sustainable in that way. But the development of the gardens will always come from donations and things like that.
And how helpful do you think it'll be?
What?
This whole place.
Helpful to what?
To the world or...
This is the answer. This is the solution.
I mean,
the answer of the world, the answer that the world is looking for, is contained in these gardens.
And this place is just for young people? Or?
No, it's for everybody. But at the moment, with this building, we're focusing on the young people. Once we've got this started, we'll start working with older people as well. But everybody's welcome at the present time.
And it's like only for like local surroundings.
It's a cryptic encryption.
It's a cryptic indiction. It's no, anyone can come. It's open to everyone, but it's only open by appointment. We don't have public. It's not like a public garden where you can come just any time. And guests of Oroville like that can come, but it's not. We're not sort of opening it as a public tourist attraction.
Uh-huh.
It's a place where people come with a purpose.
With learning.
With learning purpose, exactly.
Okay. Anything you want to tell around the world?
Around the world.
Yeah.
that Miro is a very fine man and he's looking for a young lady at the moment, so if anybody knows of that, then that'll be a great help to his life.
No, I mean about the...
Huh?
Next to the speech.
Next, my speech. My speech is coming up after this dance, so stay tuned for my speech. That'll be a great, cracking speech.
Here's Eliane speaking about music.
Music is everything. Music is my soul, music is life, music is depth, music is fun, music is music. Yeah. It's a pleasure. Pleasure to sing for my friends, a pleasure to work with people whom I admire and appreciate. Yeah. Pleasure to be in Auroville, having this opportunity to grow, to develop, and using music for this growth, for this development. Apart from singing, I teach. I teach second grade in transition school. As music is my heaven, my soul, the school is my ground, my roots. That's what keeps me there. And it was wonderful to see a lot of kids here this evening from my class and from previous class. I think for them to see that we are more than just one person. There are many facets to us. We are teachers, we are singers, we are friends, we are we do all kinds of work, and they live all these with us. So this is also, in a way, a sharing with them for their growth, for our growth.
Tall, tan, young and lovely, the girl from Ipanema was walking. When she passes, each one she passes
on. I use a lot of singing in my class, so they already used to seeing their teacher up there singing with them and for them. And here they come and see the teacher in another setting, in a kind of music which is a little bit more grown up. And I think for them it's good. For them it's a chance to see that we are teachers, but we also have a life outside school.
Here is the new German consul as he visits Auroville at the Tibetan Pavilion.
I have come to India only 5 weeks ago, coming from Middle East, but my personal India experience goes back a quarter century, because in the very beginning of my career I was posted to Mumbai, then Bombay. And during that time I made a trip also to the south, passing through Auroville also. And I must say, then, like today, I have the feeling that immediately you get a special spirit, a special atmosphere here. And this bringing people together, bringing people with very different backgrounds together and living in harmony and creating something new. That is what has a lot to do with this exhibition here, with the spirit of Europe, bringing on a voluntary basis, following their free will, 27 very different nations together. That is something very unique in the world. And then again, Auroville, since you asked about Auroville, I think it is something special, but it is in India, it is in the right place, because again, India is a place where you have many different cultures, different religions, different languages, And still this country holds together, the country flourishes, and the country manages to be a democratic and peaceful society. So Auroville could not be in a better place than in India.
The upcoming Winter Integral Studies Program, 2008, as a living laboratory committed to unending education, Auroville continuously explores ways to provide an environment that nourishes the need of its residents and visitors who come to experience a way of life that integrates the body, mind, and soul. Now is the time to prepare for next year's program, which will run from December through March. Submit an offering for a program. A course offering can be anything from a study group, a lecture, an ongoing series of classes. Look at the website www.auroville.info/WISP, that's WISP, to see the wide range of possibilities. Email abby@auroville.org.in to request a form, and please return it by 15th of September. The Auroville Council informs the community that Alcoholics Anonymous meetings have resumed beginning Saturday, the 1st of September, at 6 p.m., Center Guest House, and will be held continuously the first Saturday of each month. Contact Ingrid, 944-384-3976. The Auroville Akikai is offering Aikido for children through the schools. Contact Mary, Transition School, or Shali at Future School, or Christo, 262-2356. For children who like Sanskrit songs, there is a CD recorded just for them, sung by Joy and Charu, with accompaniments by Agni on guitar, Pushkar on piano, Bryce on flute, and Holger on synthesizer, with Manoj on tabla. Available at the Pitanga reception desk, and the music library has copies to lend. Why does Auroville not have a serious interest in developing ecologically sustainable, large-scale, basic food agriculture? In fact, it is a must for Auroville to look after the body's health as well as the health of the planet. If interest is there, then what steps need to be taken to develop healthy, prosperous, large-scale, basic food agriculture in Auroville? Waiting for good news and help, either from Auroville planning groups or individual, as the rice preparation season is still not over. Contact Herbert at Siddhartha Farm. There will be a Hindustani instrumental and vocal concert at Savitri Bhavan on Saturday, 18th of August, 7:30 p.m. Collected Colors, an exhibition of photography and paintings by Helgard Zermur at Kalakendra Bharat Nevis, 26th August through the 5th of September. The opening will be on Saturday, 25th of August, 5 p.m. The Language Lab is open Monday through Saturday, 8:30 until 6, at Shakti Community next to the pyramids at the Last School campus. Phone 262-3661. Cinema at the Sri Aurobindo Auditorium in Bharat Nevis on Friday, 24th of August, 7:30 p.m. The Curse of the Golden Flower, not for children. Directed by Shang Yimou, Hong Kong, 2006. Original Mandarin version with English subtitles. What can we aspire to for Auroville's 40th birthday? Since Auroville unfolds from the future, not from the past, we can aspire to the freedom the future bestows upon us, to continually re-envision, recreate, rediscover, letting go, always letting go, of what is not Auroville. The news is an echo of activities in the lives of Aurovillians. On microphone, Marlanka. For further information, please check the website auroville.org. Thanks for listening.